And we're holding on Klal Beis Sif Zayin on page Ayin Zayin. So the Chofetz Chaim, in explaining the sheet of the Rambam, says that the Rambam's heter of Apit Losa, that it's something which is going to become well known, doesn't help in a case where it was said in front of Yirei Elokim. Because if Lashon Hara was said in the presence of Yirei Elokim, people that are God-fearing, and therefore they don't speak Lashon Hara, then the whole heter that because they heard it in front of three people, they're going to spread the news further, doesn't apply because they taka won't spread the news further. And he says that maybe even if it's only one of those people is Yirei Elokim, is enough to stop the heter of Apit Losa. And he says maybe even if it's just a relative or a friend, one of those three is a relative or a friend, also then we can assume that he's not going to want to speak Lashon Hara about his friend or his relative, and therefore you wouldn't have the heter of Apit Losa. And then he also said in Siv Vav that the heter of Apit Losa should only work in this city, but it's not going to work in a different city. If Lashon Hara was said here, it wouldn't be a heter if you heard about it to say it in a different city. And then he says, V'im Omer his here shaloi legaloisai. What happens if a person says, Reuven says Lashon Hara about Shimon, and when he said it in front of three people, but he said, don't tell anybody what I just told you. So in such a case, yesh b'mishim Lashon Hara l'mishi gala hakach afil b'mikra. In such a case, there will be a nisa of Lashon Hara. But feeling why? Because since, in other words, even though, of course, any Lashon Hara you're not allowed to say, but unfortunately, Lashon Hara is something which people are not as careful about as they should be. But if a person says, don't tell anybody, then there's a separate Easter that you're not allowed to be Megala, aside, you're not allowed to say over something that somebody told you confidentially and instructed you specifically not to say anything. So therefore, let's say one of the three people sees that the other two did tell just one friend or just somebody they told. However, this third person, since he was instructed not to say, he shouldn't say. And therefore, since he shouldn't say, it wouldn't be the heter of Apit Losa. And then he says, Ein chiluk b'lshayno azara in Sif Ches, there's no difference in the way he's warned, Bein shetzivam shlo yadabru oid mizayinin klal, whether he said, don't talk about this at all, or Bein shamalem shayivodim mikem dovar, or he said, don't let anybody find out from you. In any case, you're not allowed to tell it to anyone else. And surely to go back, if Reuven said some Lashon Hara about Shimon in front of three people, for one of those three people to go back to Shimon and say, you know what Reuven said about you? So he says, nevertheless, it's going to be forbidden. And to say over who it was the person, also that information may get out, and then there will be a rechilus. And this is an amazing Chofetz Chaim, what he says. Chofetz Chaim says, what happens if two people were talking to two people and saying Lashon Hara? So l'chayra, we would say, well, now there's four people who know about it. What's the difference if the four people know about it or one person tells three people? And now those three know about it. Lamaisa, the four people know about it. And if a lot of people know about it, it's going to get out. And therefore, it should be in the foursome. So Chofetz Chaim says, no, the heter is only be'apik losa. Because the one who said the Lashon Hara, he's not going to be spreading it. Why? Because he probably feels bad that he said the Lashon Hara. So therefore, fakir, if two people will say the Lashon Hara to two, those two people who said it, afterwards he says, Rishai Malayim Charata. So they're going to feel bad. Afterwards, what do I have to open my mouth? What do I have to say that? But it's another guy. So those two, the ones who said it, they'll feel bad. The other ones who hear it, so they didn't do any Aveira. And now, since a whole bunch of people know about it, so they don't feel guilty about saying it. And therefore, it's going to become spread. And therefore, it'll be forgiven. So the Chofetz Chaim says the heter of Apit Losa doesn't work. That's what he says, Oynir a Poshut. It's Poshut to the Chofetz Chaim. The Dav came Hashem Yehoi Shloisha, Lefuk Shnayim Tzibur Zin Shnayim. And he says, the reason is, the Be'emes Motzi Hu Ma'od. in the Ber Maim Chaim Sivkot Yutes, he says, "Tibemis motzin huma oid shem misapir mischartin achakach." The ones who said lashon hara feel bad. Shehem ha'yo ha'metzian lazal pleini. That they're the ones who spread lashon hara about somebody. Ukamamorim zal rishayim aleim charata. And like it says, that rishayim aleim charata. And they won't do it again. But if you say it in front of three, ain't an uchayshim b'zeh mitam de b'lav hoki yizgal lusay. Shenkin b'zeh. Then he says, in the Haggah, he says, avalim tziva shelo yigalu zeh lo yisip leini. What happens if he says, don't tell that guy that I'm telling you this about it. Efshel l'muta l'gal is b'mikul acher. Maybe then it would be permitted. V'yavta b'chol mokum yisal ashnar rechilu safilim l'nishme mi'amasape shum ashar al zeh. Even though always the Easter is, even though there was no command, there's an Easter of Lashon Hara. He says, but over here it's different. If you said specifically, don't tell, so then it's not something that's aimed to become spread. And therefore, it's not us to say it's Lashon Hara. But in the case where you just said, don't tell Shimon that I said this about him, so then the news still may get out about to other people, and therefore without the name of Reuben being mentioned, and therefore there wouldn't be the, according to the Rambam, there wouldn't be that Easter of Lashon Hara, and then he says, the Tzarechiyah. V'chol zeh shedibarnu, and then Siftesi says, V'chol zeh shedibarnu mitzad Yisra Amir ba'atzmai. He says, if I heard Reuben say, there's all this, we'll see, the Chavetz Chaim is saying, all this is in the sheet of the Rambam, which he says, other Rishayim, we don't know that there is such a heter. But he says, V'chol zeh shedibarnu mitzad Yisra Amir ba'atzmai. All this is talking about if Reuben said a Lashon Hara in front of a few people, and now one of those people or people will repeat this Lashon Hara. So then, according to the Rambam, since it's something that's going to become well known, there wouldn't be an Iser of Mazik. Abul Chas v'cholila lahoisif afilu teva achas, but to add even one word, or lahatim es hadavah b'fnei Hashemaya, or to put a little geshmak into the story. Loimar shamaisa shenishma al shibin yofa nishma alav. It's probably true what he said. Or to add something, that's for sure. Because now you're adding. In other words, and this would be relevant. In other words, in the case, sometimes, let's say, Chalila, there's a case of, let's say, a Moiser, who gave over, even close friends, even like Rabbanim, or whatever, gave over, such a Moiser gave over. And now a person is going to say, you know, through a conversation that came up, like, you know, I can't believe that this thing happened over there, that a guy did that and that. So let's say, according to the Rambam, I'm not planning to bashmutz the guy, and it's something which is well known, and therefore it wouldn't be the Easter of Lashon Hara. But if a very person is going to say something like, yeah, he's that kind of a guy, I knew he's that kind of a guy, something like that, I always had something about him, or whatever person adds, then you don't have the hetek, because now already you're being matin yoseh. You're making it a little bit more, you know, so to say, believable or more geshmak. So he says, "Yesh mishal seif me'atzma al pi svar dapi klasa va'oid de bezem muach shemekabel dov zel emes." And also, it's muach then that the person is accepting this as the truth. Vezel asul kuliyam b'chol gavet. There is the heter of that something is going to become spread, that the word will get out. He says, "The ma'isa, that's not a heter that a person is allowed to believe lashon hara." Unfortunately, even if Lashon Hara is said about a person a lot of people say a Lashon Hara about a person, doesn't mean that there's a heter to believe Lashon Hara. We still have a different Easter that a person is not allowed to be mekabeler. U'kamoshis bar miyetz Hashem l'kamot. Ayin sham. V'alkein tzarech lizor ma'oid afilo mefursim aladim inyan echad l'rash asa ben arusay. Now the Chavetz Chaim adds another interesting nekuda also in the halacha. Let's say the stock is something is known. This guy was not a frum person, or his family did some avla or something like that. It's well known that this is the metzias. Now, when a person talks about it, l'chayro, oh, it's a davar that's goli. So what's wrong with talking about it? But if you talk about it in a way that you're trying to, you know, lower the esteem of the person by mentioning it, you're trying to say, he used to do this. So what's it? You know, so, well, that's known. Everybody knows that Yitaka one time wasn't frum. But if a person is going to be, so to say, matin, and he's going to give up a geshmak, a flavor, now and say, the guy used to do that. In other words, implying that the fact that he did it then is a siman that now things are not so good. Or his family used to, and therefore implying that there's something that he's doing wrong now, or that he doesn't deserve the respect now, or he doesn't deserve the esteem now, that also the Chafetz Chaim is going to be explaining, hopefully, tomorrow, is also the Yisod Lashon Hara.